Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chistey with the evening news. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu says allocation for tribal welfare has increased threefold in this year's budget. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India's cultural diversity is reflected in textiles originating from different parts of the country. Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan says Hindi is not only medium of communication but foster national integration. And Railways begins high-level inquiry into incident of stampede at New Delhi Railway Station. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated the Adda Mahotsav 2025 in New Delhi today. Addressing the gathering, President Murmu said, "The traditions and way of living in tribal people in the country enrich the culture of the nation." She said, "Allocation for tribal welfare has increased threefold in this year's budget." The president asserted that the country will become developed only if the tribal societies are uplifted.
पिछले 10 वर्षों के दौरान जनजातीय समाज के समग्र विकास के लिए अनेक प्रभावी कदम उठाया गया है ट्राइबल डेवलपमेंट बजट 5 गुना बढ़कर लगभग 1,25,000 करोड़ रुपया हो गया है इसके अलावा ट्राइबल वेलफेयर बजट एलोकेशन 3 गुना बढ़कर लगभग 15,000 करोड़ रुपया हो गई है 2025-26 के बजट में केंद्र सरकार ने आदिवासी विकास हेतु शिक्षा स्वास्थ्य सेवा कौशल विकास तथा आर्थिक सशक्तिकरण पर विशेष बल दिया
Adi Mahotsav aims to celebrate and showcase the vibrant culture, heritage and economic potential of India's tribal communities. The festival will bring together over 600 tribal artisans, 500 performing artists and 25 tribal food stalls representing the diverse traditions of more than 30 states and union territories. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India's cultural diversity is reflected in the textiles originating from different parts of the country. Addressing the gathering at the Bharat Tax 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said the vision of farm, fibre, fabric, fashion and foreign has become a mission which is expanding areas of growth of India. He said India is the sixth largest textile and apparel exporter today. Mr. Modi said India's exports in the textile sector is currently 3 lakh crore rupees and the target is to reach 9 lakh crore rupees by 2030.
भारत टैक्स अब एक मेगा ग्लोबल टेक्सटाइल इवेंट बन रहा है इस बार वैल्यू चेन का पूरा स्पेक्ट्रम इससे जुड़े 12 समूह एक साथ यहाँ हिस्सा ले रहे हैं भारत टैक्स दुनिया भर के पॉलिसी मेकर्स सीईओ और इंडस्ट्री लीडर्स के लिए एंगेजमेंट कोलैबोरेशन और पार्टनरशिप का एक बहुत ही मजबूत मंच बन रहा है
The Prime Minister also visited the exhibition area and interacted with the exhibitors. Bharat Tax 2025, a major global event, is being held from February 14th to 17th. The event brings together the entire textile value chain from raw materials to finished products, including accessories, under one roof. The second edition of the much-anticipated musical event, Fusion of the Bands, was held at the Rangapahar Military Station last evening. Addressing the occasion as chief guest, Governor of Nagaland, Lal Ganesan highlighted India's rich diversity and the unifying power of music. He emphasized that the fusion of Nagatra artists' musical passion with the universal appeal of Hindi music is a testament to India's unity and diversity. The governor underscored that Hindi is more than just a medium of communication, but serves as a bridge that connects hearts and minds, playing a crucial role in fostering national integration. He asserted that embracing Hindi alongside local dialects strengthens India's unity without overshadowing regional cultures. Acknowledging the Northeast's exceptional musical talent, the governor expressed confidence that musicians from the region could outshine their counterparts from other parts of the country. Meanwhile, the Yellow Cassettes band from Mokokchung was crowned the winner of Fusion of the Band Season 2. Back Pocket from Dimapur and Crossfeet Band from Dimapur secured the first and second runner-up positions respectively. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Railways have started a high-level inquiry into the incident of stampede at the New Delhi railway station last night, in which 18 passengers reportedly have lost their lives. The Ministry of Railways named Principal Chief Commercial Manager Narasingh Deo and Principal Chief Security Commissioner Pankaj Gangwar as part of the inquiry committee. Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railway, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay, said a two-member high-level inquiry committee has been constituted to probe the stampede incident.
भगदड़ की दुखद घटना में 18 लोगों ने अपनी जान गंवाई और 13 लोग घायल हुए। एक उच्च स्तरीय समिति का गठन किया गया है, जिसमें पंकज गंगवार, प्रिंसिपल चीफ सिक्योरिटी कमिश्नर नॉर्दर्न रेलवे और नरसिंह दास, प्रिंसिपल चीफ कमर्शियल मैनेजर नॉर्दर्न रेलवे की अगुवाई में दो सदस्यीय समिति का गठन किया गया है।
Meanwhile, Delhi police have also launched an investigation into the incident, saying it will analyze CCTV footage to determine the sequence of events before the chaos erupted. Northern Railways have announced a compensation of 10 lakh rupees to the families of the deceased, while those who sustained serious injuries will be compensated with 2.5 lakh rupees. Individuals with minor injuries will receive 1 lakh rupees. The President, the Prime Minister and the Ministers for Railways, Home and Defence have expressed grief over the incident. The Angami Students' Union have reiterated its appeal for a noise-free environment during the ongoing HSLC, HSSLC and CBSE examinations. The union stated that an appeal in this regard was issued through a press release on 8 February. However, several complaints have been received about non-compliance from cafes, restaurants and certain pockets around Kohima town, including in playing loud music during unusual hours. In view of the complaints, the union have submitted a formal complaint to the Deputy Commissioner of Kohima today, acknowledging the competency of the district administration in ensuring a conducive environment for the students to prepare and appear for their examinations. The union further asked the respective colony panchayats, council and youth organizations to ensure that such unwelcoming activities are not tolerated. President Draupadi Murmu witnessed the inaugural show of the Change of Guard ceremony in new format this morning at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan. The ceremony will be open to visitors from 22nd February, in which people can witness a dynamic visual and musical performance with the backdrop of the Rashtrapati Bhavan. Military drills by troops and horses of the President's bodyguard and troops of the Ceremonial Guards Battalion, along with the Ceremonial Military Brass Band spread over a larger area, will be part of the new format. Visitors can reserve their slots at the portal visit.rashtrapatibhavan.gov.in. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. President Draupadi Murmu says allocation for tribal welfare has increased threefold in this year's budget. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India's cultural diversity is reflected in textiles originating from different parts of the country. Nagaland Governor La Ganesan says Hindi is not only medium of communication but foster national integration. And Railways begins high-level inquiry into incident of stampede at New Delhi Railway Station. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.